Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today we're coming to you from Microsoft Ignite in Orlando. And I'm delighted to have Padna Aparao, Principal Engineer and Lead Technical Architect from Intel, and Prasanth Pulavarthi, Principal Program Manager of AI Infrastructure at Microsoft with me. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Padma, why don't we start with you? Why don't you go ahead and give us an introduction to your background and role at Intel?
Sure. I have about 25 years of industry experience, most of them at Intel. And I got my PhD from the University of Florida and started my career at Intel, working on performance analysis on servers, clients, desktops, and the mobile division. And now I'm working as the lead architect in AI.
Fantastic. And Prasanth?
I've been at Microsoft for many years, and for about the last 5 years or so, I've been working with various teams at Microsoft to operationalize their AI and machine learning models. And then more recently, we're working on AI frameworks and something called ONNX.
So the topic today is Open Neural Network Exchange, or ONNX. This is a new framework from us. Prasanth, why don't you start us off with a description of ONNX and why it's important for developers today?
So there's two key points that are the value of ONNX. One is that it gives developers the choice to use the framework they want that they feel makes them the most productive. And they can deploy the models they create onto a variety of frameworks or onto a variety of hardware and make sure that the models run with the highest performance possible on those platforms.
Padma, it seems that when technology is moving at a very fast pace in its inception, we get a lot of fragmented development that needs to be brought together, that we've seen this time and time again in computing history. Is this another one of those indications of pockets of development that have an opportunity to be synthesized and brought together into a common perspective?
Yeah, definitely. I think the ONNX frameworks and the ONNX specifications will help bring the AI community together. It actually prevents developers and framework users from locking themselves down to a particular framework and software. It helps the interoperability, changing of interchangeability in the models so that developers can move between software stacks and they're not tied down to any particular software stack. It also helps in terms of, you know, the ramp-up time that when people learn different software and they want to move from one software stack to the other, they don't have to ramp up on the new tools, etc.
Makes a lot of sense. Prasanth, Microsoft and Facebook started this in September of last year, so it's been a year. Intel joined, I think, a month after. What has been accomplished in that first year, and where are we at in terms of ONNX development today?
Yeah, well, a lot has been accomplished in the last year. We've had a number of companies join, both on the software side as well as the hardware side, kind of creating a vibrant ecosystem around ONNX. And many of these companies have released products that actually support ONNX. So it's not just like a theoretical spec on a paper, but it's actually implemented in products that you can use today. In that time, we've had multiple releases of ONNX, where we've added more functionality, more robustness, and more tooling around the ONNX format as well to make it easier to use. At Microsoft, we've integrated it into a number of our products. Notably in Windows, it's actually built into the operating system as Windows ML. ONNX is the default format for inferencing models on Windows. Also, our Azure Custom Vision service, for example, outputs ONNX files when you create models there. And we have some new capabilities in Azure ML coming as well.
And now, Padma, we've been talking about ngraph at Intel in terms of a common tool set for Intel architecture. How does ngraph and ONNX relate together?
So ONNX prevents the software lock-in, and ngraph helps with the hardware generational lock-in. So ngraph gives you this flexibility of using any hardware accelerator without the developer or the end user learning about the deep optimizations that need to go in the various hardware accelerators. So they don't have to understand the complete hardware to tune their software for that particular piece of hardware.
So basically, if a developer has been developing in one operating environment, they can switch to a different one, regardless if we're talking about software stack or hardware configuration.
Exactly. So with ONNX and ngraph together, we provide the hardware-software orchestration, so everything seems seamless to the end user.
So Prasanth, I know that we also had an update at Ignite. What was released related to ONNX today?
So we're releasing a new ONNX runtime in a preview form. So the Onyx runtime is a execution engine that's high performance, and it runs really well on Azure. So before we get into kind of the details of the Onyx runtime, we should probably explain that Onyx models are basically a graph of operations. Operations are basically the mathematical functions that are the building blocks of creating an algorithm, a machine learning algorithm. And the Onyx runtime basically parses this graph and figures out how to execute it the most efficient way possible. And to do that, it actually has this concept of execution providers, where different companies can create plugins, such as NGraph, that plug into the Onyx runtime. And the Onyx runtime will call the best execution provider for the operators in the model.
When we look at the developer interest in Onyx, I know that Intel and Microsoft have been working together to promote Onyx to the developers who are working in this space. How has the engagement been, and what are Intel and Microsoft doing to engage the open source community in this project?
I think we have a fantastic relationship with Microsoft. We are collaborating extensively with them and partnering with them. Mm-hmm. In particular, we have integrated NGraph into the Onyx runtime, and we are seeing promising results, which you will see when you download the latest versions of Onyx runtime. And also, we are partnering with Microsoft and Facebook in defining some of the Onyx specifications, which will be beneficial to the AI community.
Yeah, I would add that all of Onyx is in the open source. You can go to GitHub/Onyx and see all the latest work that's happening in the Onyx community. And different companies, including Microsoft, Facebook, Amazon, Intel, are all contributing to the Onyx spec and the tooling around it.
When we look at the next few years, and this space is moving so quickly that it's hard to put things in years sometimes, we should maybe talk about the next few months, but when you look at the future of Onyx, what are the key things that you want to see as we head into 2019 to see that we're on track in terms of engagement and adoption of the Onyx toolset?
So we measure the success of Onyx in a couple of different ways. One is number of products that actually implement it and support it. The other is how many models are out there that are in the Onyx format, so for people can actually download those models and use them in their applications and services. And the other is how many research papers are being published where the format of the model that they publish is actually in the Onyx format. So we're seeing good adoption on the number of products that support Onyx. As I mentioned, there's like 15 or so different companies that are already supporting Onyx in their products today. We're seeing more and more models being produced in the Onyx format. We have an Onyx model zoo today, also on the GitHub, where you can download a number of these pre-trained Onyx models today. And we encourage more contributions from the community there. And we're seeing more papers talking about Onyx as well.
Padma, when you are working within the Intel team on integration of NGraph and broader support of Onyx in the community, what are the key things that the Intel team is looking for in terms of 2019?
What we are looking for is basically making sure that the Onyx operators are highly optimized on all of our accelerators, different accelerators which are currently existing and the future accelerators coming in. For example, we have the FPGAs. We want to make sure that the Onyx models are super efficient on all of these accelerators.
And I would assume that the work that we're doing here would apply to our core Xeon products,
of course,
FPGAs in our current portfolio, as well as NMP.
So currently we do have something called the math kernel library, which is highly optimized for our Intel Xeon processors, and NGraph is built on top of the MKL DNN library. So it is taking advantage of all of the optimizations. And similarly for FPGA and other accelerators which are coming in, they are specialized optimizations. For example, we have the DL Boost technology coming in early Q1, which supports vectorized neural network instructions, which is supposed to be highly performant. And NGraph will take advantage of that.
Thank you so much for your time today, guys. It's been a real pleasure to learn about Onyx. One final question for you, Prasanth. I know that you've mentioned the GitHub site a couple of times. Is there anywhere else that you would send folks for more information about Onyx or how to engage?
Yeah, you can go to the onyx.ai. That's the main website that has a bunch of information about what is Onyx, how can you get involved. It also has tutorials and examples on how to use it.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.